The outbreak of avian flu has not dampened the Asian celebration of the Lunar New Year. This year's celebrations kick off the Year of the Monkey. In Vietnam, the Lunar New Year is known as Tet. For many Americans, Tet is synonymous with an offensive launched by the North Vietnamese against U.S. forces during the war. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Hanoi, Tet means something much different to the Vietnamese.
Vietnamese begin preparing for Tet early, and a kumquat tree for the house is a vital ingredient for a successful celebration. A few weeks before the Lunar New Year, 2 and 3 foot trees begin to appear on the backs of motorcycles, the tree's tiny orange fruit bobbing wildly as the bikes dart through the city. By New Year's Eve, the 21st of January this year, the trees are everywhere, lining the sides of roads like sentries, eyeballed by customers passing slowly on motorbikes, clogging the streets as they inspect the trees for proper shape, fruit, and color. Not having a tree is worse than bad form, it's bad luck. Ask any of the customers, like this man called Mine.
New Year, we need to have tree, to have fruit that represent the well-being, prosperity, happiness, and everything for the whole year.
And says vendor Hu Yen, not just any tree will do.
Cái quất mà đẹp ấy là có quả xanh, quả đỏ và hoa.
Nice, beautiful kumquat tree should have both ripe fruit and unripe fruit, and also have bud on the tree and big flowers and big leaves.
Some say the fruit represents the grandparents and the parents, the past and the present, and the buds, the children, and the future. Unlike Christmas trees, kumquat trees often survive the holiday, either planted in the garden when Tet is over, or sold back to the growers who replant them for next year. Most shops close for at least 3 days to celebrate Tet, making last-minute shopping serious business. New brooms are a popular item. It's customary to clean the house thoroughly the day before Tet, then not at all for 3 days after, for fear of sweeping out good fortune brought by the new year. Flowers and fruit trays for the family altar are a must, so is bang chung, the square rice and bean cake wrapped in banana leaves, a symbol of gratitude for the food provided by the earth. No New Year's celebration is complete without fireworks. The Vietnamese and many other Asian peoples believe fireworks help drive off evil spirits, leaving good luck in their place. Last night, tens of thousands gathered for Hanoi celebration at Quan Kim Lake. The streets surrounding the lake turned into promenades filled mainly with young people, many of them couples in designer jeans, talking on new cell phones. The communist government does not mean an absence of material goods. Neither does it mean an absence of religion or tradition. Tet is more than a party. It is also a time to remember the gods and one's ancestors in this predominantly Buddhist nation. This morning, Hanoi's Quan Su Pagoda was packed with people burning incense and leaving offerings, coins, flowers, and fruit. Despite the creeping materialism, monk Thiek Minh Thien says he's seeing more people at the pagoda this year than last.
Đúng là như vậy ở Việt Nam bây giờ cái điều kiện phát triển kinh tế xã hội ở Việt Nam thì có nhiều.
People have more now, and because they're doing better, he says, they have a chance to think more about the spiritual side of their lives. That's one reason why more people are coming, he says, that and to give thanks for their good fortune, and to pray that the new year will bring them happiness and luck. Astrologers are predicting the Year of the Monkey should be a prosperous one. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.